Just before the election, Southampton Hospital in New York banned political debates in its cardio unit gym for fear patients would have another heart attack. And now the YMCA in Scranton, Pennsylvania, is banning cable news after a political argument almost became a fist fight. Trish Fisher is CEO of the Greater Scranton YMCA. Trish, what happened?
Well, over the past, I would say, 6 months, there has been a few different occasions when members came up to me and said, you know, they're arguing in the men's locker room over the politics, et cetera. And one day a board member came up to me and said that two gentlemen were having heated words and that they needed some help back there because it was just about ready to go physical, which it didn't. But we just don't feel this is the place for that.
Well, so TV's off. Look, I've been hearing about this a lot at home. My friend Lori Hamill owns something called the Longfellow Health Clubs here in Massachusetts, and he had a member quit months ago because they did not have Fox News on their shared big screen TVs. And now he has several members threatening to quit because they do have Fox News. And he's thinking of moving completely to a small TV on every piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But that's expensive. Could you even consider that?
No, not really. I mean, this is specific to the men's locker room because all of our equipment in our main wellness center does have individual earplugs that need to be plugged in to be able to hear the TVs. Mm. This is specific to the men's locker room, and we do have a couple of ideas on how to take care of that because I really don't want to, quote-unquote, punish all the rest of the members because of just a handful or so of men.
So what might you do?
Well, we've tried to lock the channels, and actually they have brought in universal remotes to change them. But I think we're just going to take the cable boxes right out of the room.
Okay, so you are going to keep it banned. Look, Scranton is famously where Joe Biden is from. How would you describe the political climate there? Because the vote was pretty well split in November.
Yeah, I would say that pretty much reflects how people feel around here. It's been pretty quiet since the election.
Well, except apparently at the Y,
in
your gym. Is it different now that you've shut off the cable boxes?
Very different. People are emailing me, they're calling me, they're meeting me out in our lobby and throughout the Y just saying, this is just such a great idea, and saying thank you and I support you and, you know, I wish we could have done this a long time ago. I've had a few express concern about censorship, et cetera, but after I explained to them the reasons, you know, at any one point during the day, we have at least 100 children in the building and, you know, we're all about caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility, and our core values, we really have to base everything on that.
Well, I was going to ask you about just that, about, you know, people saying it's their basic right, but it sounds like you're saying that health, no pun intended, trumps that right. These are health clubs, and there's such a thing as mental health,
right, too.
Look, coincidentally, the IRSA convention starts this Tuesday in Los Angeles. That's the annual convention of all the health club owners. You're the Y nonprofit. You wouldn't be there. But have you heard this from other Ys?
Yes. We meet on a monthly basis, our Northeast Pennsylvania Ys, and several of them said that they have had challenges with the 24-hour news channels. And several of them have not allowed these channels for years. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of our members decided to call you guys, call the press.
Wow. Well, what people were feeling is being, you know, acted upon in the YMCAs. Trish Fisher,
yeah,
CEO of the Greater Scranton Y. Thanks so much for speaking with us. And we love the Ys. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Robin.